Guten Tag.
And konnichiwa to our European listeners.
Welcome back to the Bakery Boys podcast. First installment for like, how long?
3 months. 2 days ago?
We posted recently. I hope you're all enjoying the consistent episodes. We are here joined today with a very special guest, a good friend of ours, Jade Blackledge. Jade, say hello.
Ni hao. The German listeners.
Of course. So we're gonna scrunch some Gregs and we're gonna talk a little bit about something very exciting that Jade has recently released into the world.
What's that?
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I
see. Right.
The new album that you've recently released on all good streaming platforms. Do you want to talk a little bit about it to our dedicated audience?
On October 1st, I released.
We might need to translate this.
Yeah, it's for the Taiwanese audience.
I released my first project under the name JD Angel, and So My Soul is released into the world, and it was a little compilation of electronic works and ambient works, and I think it's very cool.
Very good.
That is pretty
very
cool.
Good. There's one of my favourite artists, George Harrison, one of his first albums was actually electronic sounds as well.
Was it?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Very interesting. I take after George Harrison. Definitely an inspiration. The Beatles.
Of course. I can tell listening to your work, it's very similar.
Yeah.
Okay. That was actually a couple more questions while we took into our food here. Of course, the core theme of this podcast, you might not be familiar, is we eat Gregs while we chat shit.
Okay.
First off, gotta say, this is cold.
The steak bake temperature is not how good I want it to be, but I'm gonna.
Is it good?
I feel like the flavour's culminating a lot.
Yeah, totally. It's part of your culture.
As far as flavour goes, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
I've had better, I've had worse. You know?
Not as good as sushi to those listeners out there.
Oh yeah, and the German listeners.
Yeah, I'm trying to relate to our Finnish audience, so.
It just keeps changing.
Yeah. It does. We've got listeners everywhere. Massive. Not as good as I want it to be for the grand return of the podcast, but I'll give it like a six, innit? If we're going off the same.
It's a steak bake, so like you can't rate it below a five.
You can't knock it.
You can't rate it below a five. Definitely not.
Okay. So now we scrunch a bit. What was your favorite piece to work on this new project?
My favorite piece to work on. So the third track, I think it's the third, it might be the fourth, no, it's the fourth track.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Love Estrogen, and a happy face.
Okay.
It's kind of a hardcore sort of hard style, with vocal mixing sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of different samples and Five Nights at Freddy's ambience, which I thought was a really nice touch, actually.
Of course, yeah.
It was really fun kind of delving into
mm-hmm.
that sort of weird niche internet genre, because it's at a very, it's in its infancy. Nobody really does it. Nobody really listens to it.
That kind of stuff's on its way through at the moment, isn't it?
It's on its way through. The very weird, has its own little niche corner of the internet.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely got a large following as a like FNAF and stuff like that. So
you can attract the FNAF.
Have a Five Nights at Freddy's audience to my music.
You can attract the FNAF kids who got bullied in secondary school to like listen to it.
I mean, if you listen to my music, you probably have gotten bullied.
Mm.
You're either fatherless or you've got bullied, or both.
Yeah.
Well, I'm both.
In a solid cake situation.
It is both, so that's why I'm a dedicated listener.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Another track that I really enjoyed working on
mm-hmm.
was the finale track.
Right.
I still haven't won Roblox Bingo. It comes in at 17 and a half minutes in length.
God almighty.
And it's worked on it since December, kind of on and off.
Would you mind if I asked why it's as long as it is? Is there like a...
I like long pieces of music.
Mm-hmm.
I like finales. I would like it to be kind of grand.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was a compilation album, I feel like for the first project, you know, end it with a bang, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it was nice to work on the different sections of it and kind of make something.
Would you say that...
Probably continue thematically.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that there's any part of this album that came from, like, an emotional kind of point of view, or was it kind of just you messing about with stuff and seeing where it went?
There were definitely some tracks that had emotion put into them, because
mm-hmm.
when I make music, I tend to kind of try and put how I'm feeling in the moment into a piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
But emotionally, again, it was kind of all over the place. There was some kind of depressing ambient great core tracks, and then there was obviously like Alvestrian, which is just kind of a bit hyper and all over the place.
Yeah.
So that's why I like to consider it a compilation.
Okay.
So I've got a question for you. Could you see yourself creating tracks for different artists and stuff like that? Is that something you see?
Producing for their artists?
Yeah.
I'd like to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they're kind of on the same wavelength as me,
yes.
I feel like, because it's kind of hard for me to delve into somebody else's brain without kind of making the project my own.
Yeah.
I like,
if someone wants you to produce music, they'll find you. That's what you're saying.
They need to find me and respect what I'm doing and want a similar product, I feel like.
Yeah, of course. So what's next?
What's next?
Yeah.
I want to start making projects that are more consistent,
right.
Yep. Emotionally.
So like structured.
Like how
structured.
How consistent our podcast releases are.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, really consistent,
yeah. Totally. Have something that has kind of a storyline or, it's thematically consistent.
Right,
basically.
Okay, yeah. So some of the kind of more like, it holds its theme throughout.
It holds its theme throughout, like a film.
Right.
It's music, it's sound.
Oh, okay. So there's like one big long storyline to it, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is the end goal for JD, like, where do you see yourself in, like, maybe 20
years? Where do I see myself in 20 years? Hopefully, in a basement, doing it full-time. I'd love to do something like that.
In a basement, not a studio.
Would you not, like, JD Angel Incorporated, big fucking studio?
No. I'd rather be hidden away.
It's just, you've taken over the Empire State Building, it's not actually JD Angel Building.
Yeah.
But she never goes in.
No.
It's just like,
it's just that.
It's just the market.
She goes in to go into the basement.
Yeah, exactly.
I go in there to go into the basement.
Go into the fucking mailing room down below.
It looks like
the outhouse outside the actual building.
It looks like a Skyrim dungeon down there.
Yeah.
It's like all musty and terrible.
You've got skeletons guarding the entrance.
Food boxes everywhere.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, it would be terrible. But yeah, it'd be nice to just have a little space with all my equipment and a bunch of stuff that I can just sit and focus on making music and have it be sustainable. That's the end goal. That's what I want.
Cool. That's fine.
Okay. Have you still got donut to tuck into?
Well, that? I do have a donut here, but I'm going to indulge in this after the podcast.
Well,
I know that's against the rules, but then again, we make the rules.
We
so.
Do make the rules. The rules are forever changing. The world is forever changing. Make sure to keep up with it. Anyways.
No. First off, you have to give two special shouts.
Oh, we do, don't we? Right. I'll do the first one.
Three special
shouts. Yeah, right. So first shout out is to my good friend Kieran Beatty. He's a massive fan. Always listens on his break at Sainsbury's.
I heard he's got a massive cock as well.
I have also heard. Yeah. I have also heard such things. So, Kieran, big shout out to you, my friend. Thank you for listening and supporting as much as you do. And I hope to see you again soon.
Yeah.
Do you want to handle the next one?
Second shout out. Really sad that I've got to do this. Wish I didn't have to, but,
she's really annoying, but...
Yeah. Been mentioned on one of the previous podcasts.
She has.
Not by name.
No, not
by
name. By
description. A Diet Coke fan.
Yeah.
Diet Coke, fanatic.
Massive enjoyer of the substance.
So, this shout-out goes to Sophie J. Bow.
We're not a big fan.
Yeah,
but
we're an absolute knobhead.
But she hassled you enough to get us back on here.
Without her, this episode wouldn't be possible.
Exactly.
So
I won't she be hasn't funded it or anything, but,
She forced us to make it.
Yeah, she annoyed you until you begrudgingly decided for us to do it.
And without her, we wouldn't have been able to bless our audience with JD.
Exactly.
Yes.
And all these questions we've been asking today. So, I'm going to quickly get this... recording sorted. So thank you all for listening,
and that is aloha from me,
and it is
the same to the Chinese viewers.
Arrivederci to my Australian brothers.
Yes, and au revoir to our Taiwanese audience. Thank you all for watching. We'll see you all next time. Goodbye.